Hi, welcome to CrossLink Radio. This is Shirley Kutkowski, your host for the radio show, the podcast that talks about health from the eye teeth on down. And today we are broadcasting from the Kalahari Resort and Hotel and Spa and whatever all here in the Wisconsin Dells at the Wisconsin Dental Hygienists Association Indigo Conference. The Indigo Conference is the largest dental hygiene meeting that we have here in Wisconsin, and we've attracted, or they've attracted, almost 500 hygienists from all across Wisconsin. It's a pretty big meeting, and it's pretty important. We have a lot of vendors here, and they're showing their wares. And one of the most exciting ones that's kind of still a little bit ahead of the curve is what we're going to be talking about today. Mouthwatch has been on the scene now for, 5 years or so, and we are talking with Brent from Mouthwatch.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Say your last name again.
Herman, Brent Herman. Herman.
I don't know why that won't ever stick in my head. I'm from Wisconsin, from Milwaukee. There's a bunch of Hermans there. And hi, Brent. How's it going?
Really good. Thank you.
And you are here to kind of get us up to speed on teledentistry and the tools that we need and the tools that you can provide for us to relay information in the field back to the dentist or back and forth, or patients can even take this camera home. Is that right?
They can. It's not really the main mission with us now. It's really about connecting oral care providers. So Wisconsin's a great state for that. Wisconsin recently passed some new legislation that allows a hygienist to see a patient without a dentist first having to see them. Mm-hmm. So this is a great tool to connect all the expertise of the hygienist while they're treating them for preventive care to a dentist for treatment planning, referral to a specialist, and it's all done through cloud-based technology, a little laptop with an intraoral camera and an internet connection. You can live consult where you're doing basically a FaceTime with an intraoral camera and the dentist. Or you could store an exam information, upload it to the cloud, all HIPAA compliant, and then the dentist gets an email notification, they review it, and they can tell the hygienist what needs to be done.
So, all right, so there's a lot of questions here. So let's just start with Mouthwatch, and let's just talk about that for just a second, and then we'll just kind of go into teledentistry. So you've been, how did you come onto the scene? Your dad was a dentist, right?
Or in the dental industry? My dad's a dentist,
yeah.
So we started about 6 years ago, first with the idea of how can we improve recall for private practices? Mm-hmm. And what we thought was if the patient can actually see what a hygienist and what a dentist see, they would know more. If they see something right where they're smiling in a mirror, they take care of it. But what they don't see is behind lower anteriors, back by molars. So we wanted to make an affordable intraoral camera that a hygienist or dentist could offer to a patient who could then securely communicate with the practice. Mm-hmm. And what we found from that 6 years ago was we were ahead of our time a little bit, but that dentists, hygienists loved our camera. They loved the price point of our camera, which is only $299 or less.
Wow.
So they use these in their practices every day. They'll integrate it into their x-ray software just for chairside use. We also saw that programs were approaching us. We connected early on. We saw early innovators and liked what we were doing, but it wasn't the perfect fit. So over the last few years, we've revamped our platform to really allow, instead of a direct patient connection, we want to encourage communication and collaboration between everyone who's involved with patient care. So now with Teledent, what it is it's a local application that runs on your computer, allows you to take images, upload x-rays, upload any scan documents, anything you need to provide an accurate consultation and evaluation for a patient, all can be done with just a little portable tablet. And then you sync it to the cloud, and then a dentist or specialist gets notified and can communicate directly with the patient, can communicate back to a provider, authorized services. We see, depending on the state, what supervision rules are allowed. We think supervision rules are going to start being enhanced through teledentistry and telecommunication.
Sure. Yeah, that's a really key thing there. So how do you imagine this being used, for instance? So in Wisconsin now, dental hygienists can actually go into a nursing home or go into a school setting, and without a dentist anywhere close by, they can treat those people.
Right.
And so with the camera, in the past, they were using their smartphone and taking a bunch of non-HIPAA compliant pictures because it was so easy. And then they would bring it back and go, Dr. So-and-so, look at this person, look at that. Oh, is that this person or is that that person? I don't remember anymore. Right. La, 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 la. All of that kind of thing. So how are you seeing this being used then? So is that the situation?
Right. So we would see a hygienist go out or even, let's say, a school nurse. Right.
Oh, right.
You have the ability now to take, let's say, anyone who can operate this to get an accurate visual assessment of a patient. Hygienists are fantastic in that they can actually provide that level of preventive care. Mm-hmm. But what we see is either screenings or initial preventive care, we talk about kind of closing the loop, right? If you do a screening and then all you hand the child or resident of a nursing home is, here, you should go see a dentist, that's not going to happen.
Right.
It's hard. Even when a dentist refers to another specialist, that has a drop-off rate. So what we want to do is kind of keep all of that together. So that in the nursing home example, a hygienist would go in, they could provide preventive care, they could document all of the issues, and when a dentist needs to see a patient, it may not be every patient that a dentist needs to review, but if there's something that needs to be triaged or diagnosed, this helps facilitate that. So when the dentist reviews everything, now they can schedule an appointment, they know what the time frame is going to be,
right.
It's more efficient for them, especially with challenging populations who have a hard time getting to a dentist. Mm-hmm. We see places where the nursing home residents and the nursing home loves it because they can say, let me bring these six residents to your practice on Friday morning.
Because you already saw what they've got going
on. And I'll bring a nurse's aide, they'll help all of the residents. You can take care of them. You know this is a half hour. This is 45 minutes.
Yeah.
This is an hour. Everyone's taken care of, and it's more efficient for the nursing home. It's more efficient for the practice. We really see that access to care issue has a feasible, profitable, solvable resolution.
Yeah,
that
right.
It doesn't always have to be just donations and grant funding and ways to do it. We want to connect dentists so there's a way for them to really solve that. In kind of their current practice setting.
Well, in Wisconsin, we have, I don't know, between 9 and 11 dental hygiene programs, and we have one dental school.
Right.
And so we probably graduate 6 hygienists for every dentist who graduates. I don't know what the numbers are exactly, but it's not on par.
Yeah.
So we're in a situation in the United States, too, where we don't have enough dentists, and dentists are going to be forced to be overseeing more cases that they maybe not even saw.
Right.
And they're going to be like in a room with a bunch of cameras and a bunch of video monitors, and this is the answer to that. A lot of those other intraoral cameras, they're fancy, and they'll do some other stuff, but I don't know that they necessarily will be able to communicate with other providers like this one can. Is that fair?
Well, I think for intraoral cameras, our system would allow another intraoral camera to integrate with it if a practice already has it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Our price point's great in
that
it just makes it more accessible for everyone to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And we think if you can collect data on a patient that's going to help the exam, Teledent wants to hold that data for you.
Yeah.
We see more where even CAD/CAM and all of the Pan-X, whatever images need to be included, this is going to be the easiest way to kind of consolidate them and share them securely. But I think that point about let's maximize how many patients hygienists can see, address issues earlier so that dentists have a flow of patients, but they're triaged, and the ones who are coming in, it's not for a preventive care case where they're just popping in, seeing what the issue is, and they're off to the races. I think we want to be able to say, let's be more efficient, let's see more patients, and then when you need to do restorative, your schedule is going to be full. You're going to see all the patients you need. No one's taking away any patients from you.
You don't have
you're
to
actually
do an
bringing
exam
more
first.
In.
I mean, you have to look at the rest of the teeth, but you at least know what it is, the one thing you're going to do.
Right.
You're going to address the most logical thing first and the most visible thing first, and you'll already know that that's coming in.
Right, and you can give a patient a heads up. If here's a treatment plan, this is what I think it's going to look like. So if a budget is an issue, a patient at least has a general idea. The scheduling is more efficiently coordinated. There's a bunch of ways where we think hygienists are really on the front lines of preventive care and then triaging what's going to need to be done.
Yeah.
And then the dentist is still involved. And that's what we love, and it's fascinating to see every state and how every state's approaching it differently. But we think it's the best of both worlds. Dentists are seeing more patients. They're going to be connected to more patients if hygienists are out treating more. And those people need a place for restorative care or cosmetic care.
Yeah.
That's still going to be a dentist's office.
Exactly. All right. So one thing that I noticed, now I don't think I've ever held one before. And so I brought it over here to our little studio that's that's right in the walkway of the banquets department here. It's really light.
Yeah.
It's super light. It's lighter than any other camera I've ever used for intraoral pictures.
Yeah.
So, but the picture is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the fisheye.
Right.
Kind of a look that
yeah,
the
that
early cameras did.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing right there. So is it only stills? Can you take a little video? Or
you could do live video with it. You could record videos of 10, 20, 30 seconds,
oh, okay.
which is great in like
yeah,
a nursing home
sure.
where if maybe someone's having an issue, you could at least just sweep the mouth and
yeah.
not have to have that much patient compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really durable. And we have a lot of hygienists love it because the lack of fatigue from actually using it and navigating it.
Yeah.
Some cameras are 4 pounds, 3 pounds, they feel like. And by the time you're getting back
by
there.
By the end of the day, that's exactly
yeah.
what they weigh, right? Yeah, so this is pretty awesome. And then it integrates with your own software?
Yeah, so we developed this software. So a quick example is you would be able to manage all of the exams for a patient and either back at the practice, they could enter in all of the patients beforehand. You could sync the patients into the system to save you time while you're out treating. And you could just pull up a pre-existing patient. Or I could create a new exam, say what location the exam is taking place at, what provider I'm assigning it to, so that I'm the hygienist, but I want to assign the exam to the dentist or the periodontist. So I pick which provider. And then when I hit create exam, now the camera turns on. I don't have a sleeve, so I'm not going to put it in my mouth,
yeah.
but it's really sharp.
Oh, yeah, it is really sharp.
And it's really great for patient education because I can do a full screen
yeah.
and really show them detail.
Wow, yeah.
I can capture all of the images, whatever I need, just simple button click, space bar. I can record videos. And once I'm done with the exam capture, then I can get into the details of that exam. So I can add notes specific to an image.
Say what tooth number it is,
exactly.
what the symptoms are.
What I'm seeing, give the dentist a little bit of a guideline
yeah.
of what I'm seeing. What's great too, and I don't want to underestimate it, the ability for live streaming consults
oh, right.
is part of it. So you could do basically a live video conference where the dentist is seeing and guiding the hygienist, saying, let me see tooth number 3 again. Let's get all images of that.
All through your software?
All
it's not like
software.
A phone separately or anything like
no,
that?
No, it's all
oh, that's
talking through the computer.
So
you could have a dentist sitting in the morning at their desk, back in their private office,
yeah.
doing that live consult if they've scheduled the time,
mm-hmm.
or the store and forward portion where the dentist is practicing a full day
sure.
on their lunch, they could quickly review any cases that needed to be looked at.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
So with the video conferencing, is that, would you use the camera then to
it
do
would be,
like a FaceTime thing?
Yeah, it would basically be the webcam and the tablet.
Oh, the webcam, sure.
The dentist has a webcam
right,
and then
okay.
the intraoral camera. So you're looking at 3 screens.
Oh, wow. All
right?
Three.
The dentist is seeing me, the yeah. hygienist, with the patient.
Right.
The patient actually meets the dentist. So they can build a rapport,
yeah, right.
and next time the patient comes in, they're a little more comfortable. There's so many benefits. The patient is actually in an environment that they're comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
So if they had dental anxiety or a fear of going to the practice, they're with someone who they know, they can get treated for certain things,
yeah.
but they can actually meet and get that consultation. So the next time they go see the dentist, it's not a new person saying new things
yeah,
that's
right.
suddenly
starting
overwhelming
over,
of how much is this
yeah.
going to cost? I don't even like being in the dental office.
Right.
But they've met them, they've built a relationship, and they've kind of already told them what may need to be done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have so many questions. So, all right, so does this link up with the normal software that a dental practice might have? So that you
Not
can
right
store,
now.
Okay.
So,
so this
it
is
won't
kind
sync
of a,
into something like Dentrix.
Okay.
We're working on bridges with dental EHRs, practice management softwares,
mm-hmm.
and then we're also adding modules to this so you can take x-rays directly into it.
Oh,
then
okay.
you could do charting and perio charting all within this and then have that sync to a practice management system. But we think in certain practices, they may not need it. A hygienist may have an independent practice or may just say, look, here, and then here's a report.
Yeah.
And if billing can be done through this, which we plan to,
yeah,
then when a patient goes into the operatory or into a practice, then they become a patient of record there. And all of the data could be collected there.
Well, it sure would be nice. So in my practice at Primal Air, we do video conferencing. I mean, it's not conferencing, but it's video appointments. It's
right.
Real, you know, telemedicine. And so I use one HIPAA compliant software to do that. We use another HIPAA compliant online practice management software.
Okay.
We also have, you know, our file folders that are in Dropbox, and so everything's like completely scattered.
Right.
So it sounds like this could be an answer for that kind of teledentistry as well.
Right, and we've spoken, I think, for Primal Air, mm-hmm. becomes a part for Mouthwatch is the next step is also connecting directly to a patient.
Yes.
So patients want to be involved in their care, and the more they know about what they need, the more engaged they'll be in compliance and follow through. So we want to have a way for a patient, whether it's through an app or a portal,
yeah.
to be able to talk to their provider,
right.
even if they're at home. And I think that becomes that missing part for you is now, can I do a video conference with the patient, store all of that
yeah.
securely in my one record for this
right.
patient?
Yeah, because right now we're using Practice Fusion, our practice management software.
Right.
And there's a whole section there on images.
Yeah.
But I have to ask for images, i.e. x-rays, from imaging centers or CT scans or,
right,
you know,
right.
all of that kind of high-tech stuff. It doesn't allow me to do anything with photographs necessarily. So it would be cool if this could integrate with that. A lot of myofunctional therapists are using Practice Fusion
because right.
it's the right price.
It's a great EHR, yeah. Right, exactly. And what's nice is that's where we see things
yeah,
heading across
right.
dental is that as more practice management systems adopt EHR compliance, mm-hmm. that makes it a lot easier for us and other software vendors to say, okay, let's all play in the same sandbox now. And this data can communicate securely, seamlessly, and efficiently for everyone.
Well, and you've used the term a couple times now, EHR, which is electronic
health records. Yep.
And that's still you know, there's a lot of hygienists that are my age that won't sink in. It just
mm-hmm.
doesn't. It just bounces right off our head. We're like, what does that stand for again? Even though we're using it
right.
all the time. So that's where everything is going. And these practices that are using paper still are having a lot of time selling their practice.
Right.
And they don't have appointments. They don't have anything mm-hmm. on there. So this is going to fit in like everywhere.
Yeah.
And you are like a step ahead of most things. Are there other intraoral cameras that operate like this?
So we're kind of both. We're an intraoral camera company
yeah.
and we're a teledentistry company.
Right, right.
And there is a happy little meeting point for both of them. There are some systems that if you had an IT department, you could create a bunch of things in place to have a secure transmission between mm-hmm. one site and another. We wanted to make this turnkey and simple,
yeah.
and that anyone could open it up. For less than $1,500, you could have a hygienist, a dentist, a tablet, and a camera. That's a really low price to get
yeah,
started with
no
teledentistry.
Kidding.
And then you can add providers to it, add store, all kinds of stuff. And then we feel like we'll continue to add value when it starts integrating with more and more platforms.
Right.
So that now.
Well, you would think that those platforms would be coming looking for you because it's a missing piece for them. And
yeah.
why recreate it when you've already done all of
right.
that?
And a lot of them are really open to bridges, right,
yeah.
between my EagleSoft and my XDR software,
mm-hmm.
right? So they already know how to bridge certain data.
Right.
And more services that will do direct patient communications, text messages, all of that. So they're aware of it, and I think they're heading toward EHR if they're not there already. And then we want to bridge to those that aren't and
mm-hmm.
integrate with the ones that are EHR compliant.
Yeah, that's the next big hurdle, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the holdup is. I mean, we've been using computers for a long time now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's just more the medical field has had more pressure to do it and incentives from,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of the compliance and
right.
Obamacare motivations and incentives that CMS put out there. I think dental sees it happening. and more services, especially for large organizations. We talk to dental schools a lot or large clinical settings. They've already got EHR compliant practice management. I think as it trickles out to private practices, we say, okay, what's the value for it? And we want to, I think, help present that value of saying, what if you're, how are you communicating with your referral specialists, right? And you say to someone, go to the periodontist and then the oral surgeon, how it's still phone calls and mail and email, and it's not really a solid solution.
Exactly.
And we want to kind of make that a little bit easier. So we see a lot of opportunities with teledentistry to not only help private practices, but help hygienists in public health programs, working with private practices. A ton of different ways where it can really add value.
So what I've been finding as I've been building my practice is that a lot of these services have a monthly fee. So is that how yours works too then? So you would buy the $1,500 package-ish, and then there'd be a monthly fee to maintain the records?
So what we do, because we want more people experimenting and trying teledentistry, it's $299 per year per provider.
Oh.
So that's included in that
$1,500. Oh, I see.
But if a group wanted to add 30 providers, it would be $299 per year for them. That's unlimited patients, unlimited exams, unlimited storage.
Wow.
So we're really keeping it low to just
get
people trying it and figuring out use cases that work for them. At some point, as we add modules like x-rays and charting, there'll probably be a fee for that. And depending on where things go, there may be storage changes. But we're keeping it really low for now just to get people to say, what is it? How does it work? I can see there's
how
a way for me to
use
it.
How do I do it? Yeah.
Right. And a lot of the great ideas come from when we have conversations at an event like this. If someone says, oh, I'm doing this program. I do outreach in this setting, but I'm limited in my dentist, right? And a cool side effect of this is if a dentist can provide clinical advice and treatment planning while sitting in their office having coffee, they're more willing to volunteer for programs that would be having a hard time getting a dentist if it required going out to meet with people.
Well, especially now, even with our new law here, where we don't need to have a dental exam.
Right.
So it could be 2 years before, you know, a tooth breaks or something else happens where you would need a dentist involved. I mean, we can't retire all the dentists. We still need dentists.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying. I hope it goes without saying.
We think it does. And we think this is a great way to connect them and loop them into hygienists working independently or more independently,
and,
but still having that link for
getting out
diagnostic expertise
into the communities where we can do the most good.
Right.
That's really critical in all of this kind of thing, that we're not available to go out into communities more. And hygienists have been doing it as best they can under the limitations. But now I think without these limitations, it's going to be
Really, we see a lot of like early adopting dentists and innovators who are saying, this is a great way. I can expand. I can do a few things. I can make the hygienists I have working for me happier in that they can get out of the operatory sometimes and see patients in different settings. And I could hire additional hygienists who could reach patients who aren't coming into me. I can see them on my schedule, but bill for services through my hygienist who is providing them out in the field. So there's a bunch of ways. We also work with portable equipment companies that now you can work, you could do all these services out of an office setting. And it, for the right dentist, I think they'll see it as a revenue opportunity and kind of not that lack of supervision that I think can concern some of them. It's really a way to grow a practice.
Yeah, it really is. I didn't even think about that angle, but if a dentist could hire a hygienist to go into an oncology ward and just see those patients and take care of their dry mouth and la 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 and just communicate patients that need a dentist because the tooth was broken or apply a certain glass ionomer or something like that, that's a whole new a whole new revenue stream potentially.
And they don't have to build another operatory in their office.
No. Right. And you know, glass ionomers you can smush on with a finger, so you really don't really even need a lot of dental support for that. So that's pretty awesome. That's terrific. So how do people find out more? Do you obviously have a website?
We we do. So mouthwatch.com is our website.
Okay.
You can come there. You could call us, 877-544-4342. We would love to, if you're in Wisconsin, talk through some use cases and how it could work for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're outside of Wisconsin, we've got a great resource on kind of what you can do in your state and supervision rules and direct access rules. So we'd love to kind of do a consultation, do a demo.
Yeah.
Help out.
That'd be great. Oh, you can do a demo.
Yep.
Do that live or Memorex?
Yeah, we'll do a screen share.
Oh, okay.
Maybe soon Memorex.
Yeah. Maybe one of these days. Well, thank you for taking some time out today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I know that you're getting back to your booth and going to show everything off during the lunch break. We've got quite a large group here this year.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Were you here last year too?
No.
No, it's your first time.
Yeah, first time exhibiting. Yep.
It's a nice big meeting here that we have at the Kalahari. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Brent Herman, Mouthwatch. We'll see you later. This is Shirley Gutkowski from CrossLink Radio, the only podcast that talks about health from the eye teeth on down. And please feel free to share these episodes. It's important that this information get out. And the only way to do that is for people who listen to share it to their friends and to their acquaintances. And if you really hate it that much, send it to your enemies. I'm okay with that. It's all good. So have a good rest of the day, and we'll see you next time.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Now go wash your nose.